Welcome to the Raging Rhino Podcast. This is podcast number 103, part 2. My name is John. I'm a match. She's kerosene. You know, she's gonna burn down everything. She's an arsonist in her pastime. And I've been burned for the last time. In the first part of this month's podcast, I defended the Man of Steel movie. In this second part, I defend the Man of Steel actor, Henry Cavill. Not that he needs or wants to be defended. In fact, he's already apologized for what got him into trouble to begin with. He stated in an interview with GQ Australia about flirting in the current societal climate, quote, "There's something wonderful about a man chasing a woman. There's a traditional approach to that, which is nice. I think a woman should be wooed and chased, but maybe I'm old-fashioned for thinking that. It's very difficult to do that if there are certain rules in place, because then it's like, well, I don't want to go up and talk to her, because I'm going to be called a rapist or something." End quote. Is that traditional approach old-fashioned? Yeah, sure. Especially if you're talking about wooing and chasing. But I hear that, and I think about stories that I heard throughout my youth from my parents and aunts and uncles and grandparents and their various friends and how they met their spouses. Stories of men being turned down by women for dates, and asking twice, three times, four times. Finally, she agrees to go on a date, and now, fast forward, they've been married for over 40 years. Was it on a foundation of silly, unwritten societal laws? Yeah. But I will say one thing for it. It was respectful. Remember what I said in podcast number 102? There are those people who mandate that you agree with them on everything they believe, or else you're an evil person. You must say what they mandate as acceptable. You must do what they mandate as acceptable. You must even pass their perceptions that you think what they mandate is acceptable. If you give any indication that your thoughts aren't in complete goose step with theirs, then there's hell to pay. In the published interview, Henry Cavill never said he would rape a woman. Henry Cavill said that as fond as he is of the old-fashioned rituals for getting to know a woman, these days he would shy away from flirting with this theoretical woman, lest he later be falsely accused of raping her. Let me distill this down even further. Henry Cavill is saying he is concerned something he says or does with no malicious intentions would be falsified and perverted into something it is not. And what happened? Henry Cavill said something with no malicious intentions, and his words were perverted into something they were not. Out came the cries, "If you don't want to be accused of raping a woman, don't rape her." Which would be a fine retort if that's what he was saying. They perverted his remarks to make him look like a bad person for saying what he did. And then he apologized for saying words that other people misrepresented. I mean, he has to, right? Even if what he believes is true, even if his perspective is valid, even if he just wants to believe what he believes, he has to apologize in this treacherous society. Remember what I said in last month's podcast? You don't get to have an opinion outside of what the compassionistas allow. You can't be an honest heterosexual, or in my case, bisexual male, find a woman attractive, and try to initiate a respectful conversation with her without a legitimate risk of having your intentions misconstrued. And the reactions to Cavill's comments prove it. Of course, that's my opinion, and it's coming from an unattractive middle-class guy. I'm no Henry Cavill. I've walked up to a crowded bar to get a drink, politely smiled to an attractive woman for allowing me room to get to the bar, and had her look down on me, sneer, and turn away thinking I was going to talk to her. I get it. Some people think everyone who approaches them is going to hit on them. Some people misinterpret a thank you as an opening to a come on. Some of us, however, are cognizant of how things will be misinterpreted. Unfortunately, it has become very clear that there are those who purposefully misinterpret, exaggerate, and distort. For those members of the thought police too myopic to understand what I'm trying to say, this is not about the guy who won't accept no for an answer. This is not about the guy who thinks overwhelming persistence will change your mind. This is clearly not about the guy who violates physical boundaries. This is painfully, obviously not about the guy who gets violent. I'm talking here about a man with honorable intentions having those intentions bastardized by people who react like Cyril Figgis suppressing fire. How many goddamn times do I have to say this so you don't misconstrue what I say? Someone who does something bad deserves proper punishment to fit the crime. What happens when, after a person's life has been destroyed, we find out the accuser has lied? Maybe it's okay with you if innocent people lose everything so long as your crusade finds the real bad guys. I mean, we have a government that drone drops bombs on a wedding where suspected terrorists are, and innocents are considered acceptable losses. Maybe you're okay with the same logic being applied to innocent flirtation. Hey, maybe you think guys who flirt with women at bars have it coming to them. Sooner or later, they'll cross the line. They're just asking for it. Look, I'm out of my league here. I'm a horrible conversationalist. I had a mother who instilled in me the utmost respect for women, but no real male role models to teach me how to talk to them. I have no game, as the kids used to say. That's why online dating has been such a boon for me the past 15 years. I tell people who I am up front, keep accurate pictures of myself, and I don't misrepresent my intentions. Maybe I'm part of the trailblazers, and that's what modern human interaction must become, completely honest. Perhaps the biggest change that ought to happen is women should become the initiators. If we can no longer guess at which women may or may not be interested, then it becomes their responsibility to let others know and to be honest about what they want from the very beginning. No longer can people play coy with potential suitors. And yes, I know it's an archaic term, but I don't know what else to use. If you're going to go on a tirade about rape because a man voices his concern about being falsely accused of rape, then what is the incentive for any man to try to approach a woman lest that same mindset distort his words and actions? You want the fucking authority? Take it. I'm just speaking for myself, of course, but obviously I can't assume everybody will get that. Why can't I assume that? Because no matter how clear I try to make it, there will be some who will hear this and fly off the handle, twisting my words, misinterpreting them, and misrepresenting them. Just like those who skewed Cavill's words, anyone, including myself, runs the risk of having their words bastardized. Again, for all of you who can't seem to keep up, or are too deafened by dogma and hatred to listen fully, I am not defending the predators. I am not defending those with malicious intentions who seek to harm women physically, mentally, and emotionally. There is no defense for those kind of people. Yes, I think we all need to consider what happens when a woman is found to have lied. We've had situations in the past of women falsely accusing men of sexual misconduct. People lie. It happens. Statistically speaking, it is going to happen again. What recompense is there for the man who has lost his well-being due to false accusations? What about women who regret what they did after the fact? Trust me, there have been a few times I've had sex with somebody and on the way home, or in one case, on the way back to work, I completely regretted it. Oh, and I am quite sure there have been people who felt the same after having sex with me. I'm not delusional. The problem is, sometimes people who regret things after the fact will rewrite history in their own minds to make it seem like they were less than willing. What do you do when the other party honestly believes they have just had full consensual sex, only to find out the story has changed? But there's one more thing to consider. What of those men who did something wrong, or maybe even something horrible, but who show true remorse and reform? Are they marked with a modern scarlet letter for the rest of their days? Is there no redemption? And if you do not offer redemption for those who see the error of their ways, why should anyone forgive you for distorting the words of a person who vocalizes his concern? It wasn't long ago in my life that priggish and puritanical attitudes towards sexual relations seemed to be owned by the right wing, but holy shit, the leftists are going just as crazy. Sex is a pure, natural drive. We are living organisms. Organisms want to eat. Organisms want to survive in a harsh world. And organisms want to procreate to advance the species. I've watched a peacock spread its tail feathers and shake and dance to try to impress a couple of hens. Once my wife and I were trying to figure out what that strange blob was on the side of our house when we realized it was two large moths having sex. Hell, I drove to a friend's house a few weeks ago and there's two dogs fucking right in the middle of the street. Sex is not a bad thing. Wanting sex is not a bad thing. Flirtation isn't a bad thing. And once again, I'm not talking about a guy who tries to force himself. You know what? I've already mentioned a couple of times in this podcast where the line is drawn. I've already said what is bad and inexcusable. If you need me to repeat yet again that I believe people who attempt to force themselves on another is wrong, then you're just not even trying to listen. If you don't want to have the integrity to acknowledge that, then you're the kind of person who is going to consciously misrepresent what I say. There's nothing else worth saying to the likes of you. But you're a man. You don't know what it's like. Yes, that is correct. I am male. I can ponder and imagine, but I can never fully understand the perspective of a woman. I mentioned at the beginning that I don't know if Henry Cavill would care or appreciate that I defend his freedom of speech in this matter, because in truth, I can never fully understand the perspective of anyone else, only my own. Which begs the question, why do you then presume to understand my perspective merely on the basis that I am a man? You are not omnipotent. You are not a mind reader. I'm defending my perspective as a person who wants to respectfully bring happiness and pleasure to others without having my words and actions turned into something they are not. What are your intentions? It is the prudish and sanctimonious who think they can force their sexual morality on everyone else. For too long, people have treated women as weak, incapable of speaking their minds, and in constant need of others to step in and help them. This should not be a country where a woman is afraid to report an assault. This should be a country that takes accusations seriously. This should also be a country where a person is innocent until proven guilty. Everyone, not just the ones the court of public opinion think are okay. We should treat the falsely accused with the same compassion as the victims. We should stand up for truth and justice. And that should be the American way. This is the Raging Rhino Podcast. You'll hear from me again.